pressure is growing on New Jersey Congressman Rodney Frelinghuysen over a note that a constituent says imperiled her job. The Republican wrote a fundraising letter to a member of a local bank's board of directors that pointed out that a, quote, ringleader of an activist group worked there. We're joined now via Skype by WNYC's Nancy Solomon. She broke the story yesterday. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So in case anyone missed it, we aired it yesterday. It kind of got some legs on Twitter yesterday as well. This story is about a lawyer and senior vice president at Lakeland Bank who resigned after being called on the carpet for her involvement in NJ 11th for Change. Now, this is a group of constituents in Frelinghuysen's North Jersey district that have been calling on the longtime congressman to resist the Trump agenda and make himself more accessible to his constituents. So, Nancy, how did the congressman even know who she is and where she worked?
Well, this is one of the really interesting questions about all of this. When Celia Avalenda of West Caldwell was called onto her boss's carpet, she was presented with Frelinghuysen's letter and a Politico story that quoted her as a member of NJ 11th for Change. But that story didn't mention where she worked. So we don't know how Frelinghuysen and his staff knew. But it is logical to suggest that they went looking. If you Google Avalenda, you quickly see that she worked at the bank. In fact, that's what I did, because when she first told me what had happened, she didn't want to drag the bank's name into this.
But she did agree to let you use the name of the bank, right?
Right.
So what's been the response now to the story?
Holy moly. It's been huge.
We watched it on Twitter yesterday, yes.
Oh, my God. The two largest newspapers in New Jersey, the Star-Ledger and the Bergen Record, published editorials expressing disgust over Frelinghuysen's action. The story was picked up by more than 30 news outlets, including the Washington Post. Frelinghuysen posted a photo on Facebook yesterday of a visit to a school in Morris County, and it got 912 comments, and they were not warm and fuzzy like
not
the
about,
photo was.
Not about going to an elementary school, huh?
No. Lakeland Bank, where Avalenda worked, came in for quite a bit of abuse on its Facebook page, more than 1,000 comments. And the ACLU of New Jersey tweeted about Representative Frelinghuysen and got 393 retweets and 546 likes. And usually their tweets get about 3 or 4 retweets.
Okay, so Nancy, this sounds like it offended a lot of people, but what about the legality of this letter? Did the congressman do anything illegal here?
One of the key questions is, to what extent Frelinghuysen had bank business before his committee that he could use as a lever against the bank? Our friends at the Star-Ledger did some more reporting on this and found that many bank regulations, and most notably the recent loosening of Dodd-Frank restrictions on banks, come before the Appropriations Committee, which Frelinghuysen chairs. That's because appropriations bills tend to have riders. Those are the policy changes that get approved by attaching them to bills that are popular and that are unrelated. So yesterday, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington called for an investigation. I called the House Ethics Committee and I got no comment. And I couldn't even get through to the Office of Congressional Ethics, which is a separate bipartisan agency.
Okay, so Celia Avalenda, the bank employee who resigned, was thrown into this limelight yesterday. So have you heard from her?
Yeah, I spoke with her yesterday. She was surprised at how much attention the story was getting, and she sounded a little bit like she was in shock. I told her there have been suggestions that she should sue Frelinghuysen, but she says she's not interested in suing anybody. All she wanted was for her fellow constituents in District 11 to know what happened.
Well, she certainly got what she wished for, huh?
Indeed.
Okay, WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.